You're listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. I'm Ariel Van Cleve. A representative of the White House addressed advocates in Dayton Thursday about their efforts to make immigrants welcome. But as WYSO's Lewis Wallace reports, immigration reform was the elephant in the room.
The tone of the event was positive and focused on immigrants who start businesses. Felicia Escobar, a policy assistant to the president, presented a White House report on better integrating newcomers. But one audience member, a young woman from Toledo, asked about the high rate of deportations under President Obama, and Escobar's tone changed.
We really are operating within the confines of a broken law.
She says she's disappointed Congress hasn't passed sweeping reforms. The question asker, Linda Amro, says there needs to be more urgency.
Although we do see positive things like this task force coming to fruition, it's still an issue.
Most local efforts to integrate new immigrants include people regardless of their legal status. But because of the risk of deportation, many still try to stay under the radar. There are an estimated 95,000 undocumented immigrants in Ohio. A recent UCLA study ranked the state last in the country for policies that protect that group's health. Lewis Wallace, WYSO.